No hockey player wants to be tagged with an own goal, a mistake in which a player accidentally puts the puck in his or her own net. This past Tuesday, a high school goalie in Minnesota did that, and he did it on purpose. I'm joined once again by Barry Pachesky, who has written about the incident for Deadspin. Barry, what happened on that rink on senior night in Farmington, Minnesota?
A young senior goaltender named Austin Kraus, who has spent all season frustrated with his lack of playing time, late in the game, with his team up by one, taps the puck into his own net, turns towards his bench, raises middle finger towards his own coaches, and then skates off the ice into the locker room, never to be seen again.
Well, I presume he took off his goalie gloves before raising his finger, otherwise nobody would have known, right?
Absolutely. The gloves came off, the bird went up, and he was out of there.
Kraus said that his actions were a way of ending his own season, so I wonder if the subsequent 10-day suspension was really necessary.
Well, it's actually a 10-day suspension from school as opposed to from the team. I think Kraus was well aware that he was probably never playing high school hockey again after that, and I think he's come to terms with that.
My favorite response was from a Chaska High School senior, Garrett Paulzine, who was credited with the tying goal because he was the last opposing player to touch it. He called it the goal of the year, and he dubbed himself a sniper. At least somebody involved with the game had a sense of humor, I guess.
You know, that's Paulzine's only his third goal of the year, so you take them where you can get them.
Austin Kraus has had his issues with the sophomore goalie he had been benched for much of the season, but I was surprised to learn that the families of both goaltenders have been doing a kind of Montague Capulet thing all season long.
I think there is no drama like the drama surrounding a high school sports team, not even matched by any pro sport, because everyone knows everyone. The parents see each other outside of school. And think of your local soccer mom. She knows little Billy is clearly the best player on that team. Think about the high stakes, like Minnesota hockey. Those parents are not going to be pleased that Mr. Kraus has been getting benched for a 16-year-old.
And Mr. Kraus, I assume you suggested that his high school hockey career was over. I'm not thinking there'd be too many college coaches who'd be calling him.
I'm not sure that's because of this incident. If he's not getting calls from hockey coaches, it's probably for the same reasons he was getting benched for a sophomore.
Barry Pachesky covers warring goaltenders, their families, awesome Pelicans, things of that nature for Deadspin.com. Thank you, Barry.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.